B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mainey Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Everybody honk your horn and flash your lights.
You better.
Loren,
6 a.m.
You started off with your car horn.
1920.
Oh, it's morning. My vintage car.
You would never be able to drive a vintage car. The insurance would be too high.
No, I would wreck it in 3 seconds anyway.
And then she'd be like, but it's old. It doesn't matter. And they're like, oh, it does.
Oh, man. What a night I had last night. I got to tell you guys later on in the show, I went to my HOA meeting. The annual homeowners association
meeting.
How
did that go?
Oh, you're such a dad.
Chaos ensued when I got there.
Because you probably started it.
Bro, Amanda said, you're going for two reasons.
You're dethroning someone, aren't you?
No. No, I think I do want to run, but I wanted to go check it out. Like, I'm thinking about running for the HOA board.
Is this the first time you've ever been to an HOA meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I didn't go last year, and this is only my second year in the development. So there was one last night, but two reasons. One, I'm nosy. Like, I always want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just nosy and curious by nature.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Manny loves a crowd.
Oh, gosh. Did you perform?
I performed.
Were you doing stand-up at your HOA meeting?
There's a text chain of some neighbors who went. So, like, I live in a cul-de-sac, and there's, like, eight guys and families that are all friendly. Well, three of us went, and there was a text chain that came out about it, like, who's going? And people are like, no, we're not going. I've been. It's boring, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one of my neighbors said at 8:35 last night, Manny is killing it. With crying face.
I can't believe everyone didn't go just to see you do whatever you were going to do.
Honestly, I think people they just want to relax. They have a long day. The last thing they want to do is go to a meeting at 7:30. But I get out. I'm home by like 1:30 yesterday.
So
I'm
you
home
had
by
enough
2,
time
so.
To work on your material.
Yeah.
Well, I've decompressed and, you know, the kids were asleep.
I like there's probably some poor soul trying to get approval for a new fence, you know, try to actually move along in the homeowners association meeting, and then there's Manny doing a show.
No, I'll explain it to you later when we have more time. But like one of the big things is that there's a piece of property on the corner of where I live in my neighborhood, and they want to build a development there. Like a Harris Teeter wants to come in, and some other restaurants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was like everybody's concern. So.
But that's outside of your community.
But it's like close to us.
Yeah.
And it's going to back our community.
What can you do? Petition it?
No. No, but you can. Well, yeah, because there's certain laws. I live out in Waxhaw, and we're in Union County, and Union County is outside of like Marvin and Weddington. So the liquor law is different. It's only beer and wine where we live. The mm-hmm. restaurants can't serve alcohol.
Really?
And the cost of that, and this is why this is good. Like, I would never think of this, but residents are like, oh, you know what that means? Fast food places. And you know what that means? Like lots of in and out traffic around our street. Like we'd rather have nicer upscale restaurants. Not that I live in a bougie neighborhood. I'm just saying like people just.
Yeah, you want the liquor.
You want the liquor.
Yeah.
You don't want to have.
That's a boring area.
I got a McDonald's down the road.
Wait, you can never sell liquor?
No, there's a referendums that can happen if you go in front of the board and they change it, which is possible.
Gosh, man.
I know.
I hate government. It's so complicated.
It is.
Like, who the hell would have thought that that's a thing?
It is.
At that point, you might as well live in a dry county. Jeez.
So there I am.
Yeah, I hate those too.
Me too.
There I am in this meeting thinking to myself, geez, you know what? It's 7:30, 12 hours ago, I was tased in the butt.
You think they know?
On the radio.
I'm sure they respect you.
No, but people were so interested in what we did yesterday. If you're not familiar, you didn't hear it. We did Truth or Taser all week. Loren went Monday. Roy and I went yesterday. We were asked three questions. If we didn't answer, we got the taser. And Nicole, did you pull that audio? Oh, okay, she's doing it now. Well, we'll play it for you coming up here in just a little bit. the moment where Roy and I got tased yesterday.
Or is that just in our ears?
No, that was in our ears.
Oh, because she sounded very accusatory.
Yeah, kind of annoyed.
Yeah. What's that?
I told,
you literally just told me to do it.
Yeah, I was just asking because sometimes you're really fast.
I had to finish our national contesting.
All I heard in my ear was, I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
I want people that didn't listen yesterday at 7:50 that are early risers and have to get into work early to hear the moment we got tased. But we'll do that coming up in like 10 minutes. You'll be able to hear it.
You know, my dad went to his homeowners association meeting and he got voted in as like president, but he didn't even campaign for it. There was
funny.
They just like all of a sudden, like towards the end of the name, they're like, all right, it's time to vote in the new person. And my dad's prepared to vote. And then all the votes kept coming towards him.
That's
and
he's funny.
Like, what? This woman last night, and there's like, it's not huge. There's probably like 30 people there. That's it. So this woman last night goes, hey, I'm new to the community and I'm wondering, I have three kids and we moved in October and we're just having a hard time meeting people. And like, I don't see anything about like an Easter party or like an Easter egg hunt. And the head of the HOA is like, well, we lost a key member who ran our socials like that. The Christmas cookies mm-hmm. with Santa, the Easter hunt, you know, the Halloween party. And she's like, oh, okay, well, that's too bad. Somebody behind me goes, why don't you do it? So, of course, I follow up. I go, do it.
See, that's like what my dad encountered. Yeah. He's like, next thing you know, he's like running the meeting.
Social leader.
Gosh, it's a school over for you.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, it's like a Simpsons episode, and I was there. But I did complain about something. And it did lead to some sense of chaos, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Shocker.
Yeah, like people started yelling. And
really?
Oh, yeah.
Like anger? Frustration?
Not anger, just more like...
I mean, as you can see, there's already outcry.
Some people understood what I was saying. Some people didn't, believe it or not. Like, they were like... And then they're like, that's not the HOA's job. It's Union County Power.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you what I was talking about later on in the show, everybody.
Wow. So much goes on in suburban developments.
I like suburbia, but
man. I know. You guys need more drama like my apartment complex where the SWAT comes in.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I found out today that we probably ruined their investigation. That's why I came in late this morning. They're not done investigating whatever they're doing.
Were they there again?
Because the cops were there yesterday, if you didn't hear it, and Roy kept going to the garbage chute where they were posting up.
Yeah, like eight times just to be nosy to see what's going on. My apartment, by the way, has never been this clean in my entire life.
They're like, all right, on three we're going to go. All right, hallway's clear. All right, on three. Hold on. Here he comes.
Here he comes again.
Here he comes, bringing...
He's bringing a Coca-Cola bottle. Really, sir? You can throw that in your own trash can.
All right. Here we go, you guys. Reset. Here we go. Got the door ram. Got it. All right. Hallways are clear. Three, two. No, hold on. Here he comes.
Bubble wrap. Interesting. Doesn't even look used.
What's next?
All right. We're just going to call it. We'll come back tomorrow. All right. Operation door knock is over. Operation Goose is over.
Just me out there.
Hey, guys.
I was down there. I was trying to, you know, get the scoop from my front desk person. And he's like, the police hasn't finished their investigation. Oh. So I'm like, well, I went public with it yesterday. No one told me to keep my mouth shut.
That's so funny. Oh, man. All right. Let's do this. We'll get into a song here. Get your Monday going on the MRL show. We'll pay your bills.
Get your Monday going.
On a Thursday morning show.
Don't take me back to Monday, buddy.
Sorry, we usually play a Monday morning song. We'll get you going on a Thursday morning show. We'll pay your bills, 8 a.m.
Okay.
With $1,000. And then we're going to replay for you guys, if you missed it, the moment that Roy and I got tased yesterday. And then we're going to tell you where you can volunteer to be tased by the police. A city is asking for volunteers.
Hmm. Well, that's fun. I've been tased.
We can do it, right?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So yesterday, Roy and I took part in a game called Truth or Taser. Loren did hers on Monday.
Yep.
We got asked three questions, and if we wanted to pass, Roy, what would happen?
We got tased.
You got tased. Listen to this.
You can take the tase, though, like a man.
I'll take the tase.
All right, give him the tase.
All right,
here we go.
Where do you want it?
don't know. Do it in my butt.
Go underneath. That's where, right, what do you like, mean? In between the leg and the butts where I got it.
I was going to say the leg really hurts.
The leg really hurts? Wait, yeah. which butt cheek are you going with?
It's a surprise.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
Some show. Just take it. Get it to him. We're also supposedly good friends.
Three. Oh, gosh. Okay. The guts go down the way.
What question did you pass on yesterday? I forgot. You answered the would you save Callie or save your boyfriend strolling out of a boat.
But I still got taste for that one.
Oh, I think that's the one he got teased for.
That was on the dog's behalf.
Yeah, because he answered everything.
You did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No
yeah.
engagement ring.
Right.
The dog or Sterling.
I chose Sterling. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I had to kill a puppy on the radio.
And then have you move furniture in public?
Yeah.
Were his three.
Yeah. You had that turn out yesterday.
I should have got tased.
You should have taken the tased, right? Yeah. And then I got...
That when you went home, huh?
I had a series of uncomfortable conversations with a lot of people. A lot of people. Mm-hmm. Not just like Sterling. Like people who I interact on the daily. They're like, oh, so when you're, you know, in college, huh?
You got to hear it, you guys. Head over to our podcast. It's available for download pretty much right after our show. Like by 10:30, right, Nicole?
Yeah.
Yeah, by 10:30, you can go listen to the show from that day. If you don't have the KISS95.1 app, get it so you can go listen to the MRL show podcast from yesterday, Truth or Dare.
Which, by the way, is exactly what I told Sterling when he wanted to talk about it. I'm like, just go listen to what I said. I don't want to repeat it.
I don't want to relive this moment.
Oh, come on. Roy, I hope you get fried.
What?
I didn't write the whole question.
Sorry.
Do it again.
Can I have another?
I'm not feeling it there.
Oh, okay. Longer.
I guess I got a lot of padding on my butt because when she went below where my leg meets my butt, that's where she got me. And I felt that.
Well, if you think about it, you got pockets on your jeans. Yeah. There's a lot of padding there.
Yep. All right. We had a lot of fun with Truth or Taser. Go check that out on the app. KISS95.1. Listen to the podcast.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS95.1.
Also, I think Alexa will do it for you, too, if you ask her.
Yeah. All right, so Roy, I know you're a big fan of Postmates, but I'm sure you cannot top what Kylie Jenner spends in Postmates in 1 year. Postmates just released on their receipt blog that Kylie Jenner spends $10,000 on pretty much morning breakfast food.
Really?
Yeah.
A year?
In the last 365 days, she has Postmates 186 orders. Most being breakfast around 10 a.m., a bagel with cream cheese and a latte. Rob Kardashian.
At home.
Well.
That means her average order is $53, $54.
So some of the other things that she has ordered is fried chicken, pasta. Her most unusual order was from Target, and it was 3 comfy blankets, nail polish remover, and 1 single carrot.
Which Jenner was this?
It is Kylie. Yeah.
I need to slow down. I realized for the month of January, and it's not even over yet. It's still our last day. I've spent $250 on Postmates.
I have never used Postmates. I feel like I need to get into it. Is it a big thing in the burbs, though?
No, Uber Eats is big for us.
Okay. Yeah. I don't use that either.
Mm-hmm.
I need to start. Rob Kardashian, also a big customer. A source says that Meghan Markle kind of wears the pants in her marriage with Prince Harry. But according to another source, she doesn't have as much control as she thought over Harry since he's been seen at a bar lately, even though he was supposed to quit drinking during her pregnancy. They were going to do it together.
Ah, I love how they're trying to dig up dirt between those two.
I know. This poor girl can't catch a break. I feel bad for her. And Chris Hemsworth, he almost quit acting in 2009 after his role with Star Trek. But the only thing that kept him going is that he wanted to pay off his parents' house. He had asked his dad when he thought he would pay off the house, and he said probably never. So he kept auditioning and got Cabin in the Woods, Red Dawn, and Thor, and finally paid off his parents' house.
Wow. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, very nice. And finally, Gigi Hadid, I'm sorry, she is being sued for posting paparazzi photos that she didn't have permission to post. Now, this is the second time she's being sued for this. She posted at least 50 uncredited photos on her Instagram. No word on how much she's being sued for.
Yeah, you gotta credit what you post.
Yep.
When you say paparazzi, you gotta say it this way.
Paparazzi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the paparazzi.
Paparazzi. All right, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, find out what Ariana Grande, she got a new tattoo, didn't quite work out the way that she thought it would. Tattoo fails. 7:30.
All right, well, we love that. We were doing something after the show yesterday that was making the three of us laugh. And you could put your thinking caps on and think about this. Is there a movie that you love, absolutely, you'll fall on the sword for because it's so funny, but everybody else thinks it's awful?
Yeah, we have quite a few here in the show.
We'll tell you which one those are coming up in under 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
We're going to ask you guys to jump on the phone here in a minute. We were dying laughing yesterday at the thought that there's two movies that were shot about events that happened in Charlotte that just bombed at the box office within like the last 3 or 4 years.
And we loved it. And I mean, it was like these movies were filmed in Charlotte. You could see Charlotte.
Yeah, we thought they were so good. We even went to the screenings and came out. We were giving like great reviews and then we hung around and we were listening to the other reviews and they were terrible.
Yeah.
So like Owen Wilson and Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Wiig all starred in a movie called Masterminds, which was about the $17 million Loomis Wells Fargo bank robbery and how they screwed up the heist. And it was in movie theaters for about 2 days. We went to the screening. We loved it. And then it like got did so bad, it got pulled out of the theaters.
Yeah. And then straight to DVD.
You can't even find the DVD. It's like they buried it.
But you know what's interesting about that is that they knew it was going to be crap before it came out. Because remember, it was supposed to be released like 2 years before that. But they kept shelving it.
Right.
Because they couldn't find. Because they also, for those who didn't know, in the movie world, it is all about the release and what it's up against. And you have to strategically place a movie release.
And Jim Carrey was supposed to be there, but he dropped out.
Yeah, like it was a whole thing, and they pulled it. They literally just let it live for like 2 weekends and then gone.
Yeah,
I loved it though. It's a great film.
I thought it was good.
Great picture.
Great picture. Wonderful picture. Right, what was the other one that was filmed up at the racetrack?
Logan Lucky.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that had Daniel Craig,
Channing Tatum, Hilary Swank was in it.
Yeah, she won an Oscar.
Katie Holmes was in it.
Major, major, major cast. Everyone hates it except us. And I love it because it's here in Charlotte.
So, and it's about taking money from the racetrack.
Yeah.
And I never even heard of it.
Yeah.
And I fancy myself somewhat of a movie buff. Like, I love especially comedies. I'm all over them.
Yeah.
Roy was in here talking about how great it was. I watched the trailer. I was dying laughing. Like, I want to watch it now, but it got horrible reviews. And did horrible at the box office.
Lorraine and I saw a movie called We Are Friends with Zac Efron.
Oh, We Are Your Friends.
We Are Your Friends?
Yeah, he wanted to be an EDM DJ. And the music was so good.
Yeah.
We came out, we thought it was amazing.
And everyone, when they left the screening, was like, that's an awful film.
I never heard of it.
And I'm because the critics were right. Evidently, yeah. It was an awful film.
It was a summer flick that got buried after 2 weeks.
And loved it.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We need to hear from you guys right now at 704-570-9595. It's a simple question, and maybe you could turn us on to a couple. What movie did you love that everyone else absolutely hated? And by everyone else, we could mean like family members, critics, whatever it may be. Like, every time I put this movie on, everybody leaves the room.
704-570-9595. That's how you reach us here in the studio or online at the MRL Show on Instagram and Twitter.
We are on Facebook Live right now, too, on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page.
Yeah, MRL TV. Watch us there.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Paying your bills just about an hour from now. Straight up 8 a.m., you're going to get $1,000. You get $1,000 and you can take that and pay your bills. Now, when you enter the code word that we're going to give you on kiss951.com or on the kiss951 app, you're also in the running for
$10,000.
Automatically. That's no joke. And they'll notify someone of the $10,000 winner grand prize coming up here within the next couple weeks, I would think.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Go do that.
We are currently talking here. If you want to join the conversation at 704-570-9595. What's one movie you love, but like everyone else hates?
We were realizing after the show yesterday, we were just kind of sitting in the studio talking, and we're talking about Masterminds with Zach Galifianakis. That was about a heist here in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Logan Lucky. There were a bunch of them. And I love Step Brothers, and Manny, you're not into Step Brothers.
Right, but I'm on the other side of that. Like, I feel like a lot of people love Step Brothers.
Yeah. So everyone loved it, and you didn't like it.
Right, yeah. I mean, the same can be said for this movie here. Like, this movie is a funny movie from the 80s.
Hi, Jenny.
Hey.
This is a great movie. Who doesn't like this movie? See, that's my point.
I wanted to see it. I told him I'd see it. It's hilarious. We got Pizza Hut.
Yeah, Spaceballs. She's talking about her phone's not great, but the movie Spaceballs.
I've never even seen that.
I didn't even hear Spaceballs come out of her mouth. I thought I heard Jabba the Hutt
because it's a spoof on Star Wars.
Oh.
So instead of Jabba the Hutt, they have Pizza the Hutt. It's a giant pizza.
Sounds like a great flick.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to see it.
It's really funny. Trust me, Joan Rivers is in it.
All right.
Do you love Joan Rivers?
Let's talk with Leah and Charlotte. Leah, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, one of the movies we were talking about that we love that actually everyone hated was Masterminds. In fact, it barely broke even.
I loved it. So my boss is actually the agent that did that case and the one that the girl played.
Uh-huh.
And he got to go to the red carpet and everything, and he said he did not like it. But everybody at work thought it was hysterical.
What was his specific beef about it?
Yeah, was it close to the truth?
I don't know. He wasn't a fan. Maybe because they mocked him too much.
Yeah,
that's true, too. But
well,
like,
they were mocking everyone.
Roy, you were watching it, and one of the things that Roy said yesterday, Leah, when we were watching the trailer for it, was, you know, maybe people down south, felt like we were being made fun of.
Yeah, like I had family members that would watch and they felt like that was Hollywood making fun of Southerners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Thanks, Leah.
Kind of came across that way.
One of the things Hollywood never gets right, just quickly speaking about movies, is you can tell a movie was made in Hollywood and the person that directed it or produced it had no idea about the South. Under any circumstance, no circumstances in any movie would a Southern person use GD.
No.
Oh,
never.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And nope. I can tell you how many movies I see where the guy's like real bad Southern accent. Mm-hmm. He's like, man, I'll tell you GD what. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, do your homework.
Nobody says bless your heart.
Or like when the accents don't even match. Like, there's a big difference in a Virginian accent versus an Alabama accent.
Or a
Georgia,
Texas.
Versus a Georgia, yeah. Texas. I mean, those are very different accents. And you'll have like five people having all different type of Southern accents, but to them, they think it's just a Southern accent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm like, no, y'all are.
Yeah.
All right, this is Jennifer in Charlotte. Jennifer, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. We love you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be part of the radio family.
Thank you. I have two drastically different favorite movies. One of them is The Bronx Tale. I've loved it since I was a kid.
Great movie.
I like Bronx Tale.
Yeah, and the other one is Phantom of the Opera. Which I can't get my husband to watch for the life of me. But that's my go-to monthly, you know, I want ice cream and curl up and, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
That's my go-to monthly movie.
See, in Phantom of the Opera, for me, I preferred the stage show over the movie. Like,
really?
The movie felt like it moved very slow to me.
I get it, but the Christine in the movie is so much better than any Christine I've seen on stage. But the other ones, you know...
Oh, Bronx Tale is legendary.
Oh,
Robert
Bronx
De Niro,
awesome. Yeah.
Chaz Palminteri.
I don't know.
I'm actually friends with Lilo, who played C.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks so much. It's about the like the mob.
Mm-hmm.
And they get into a fight with the Hell's Angels. They tell the guys to leave the bar nicely because they're being jerks. And the Hell's Angels don't want to leave. And Chaz Palminteri goes and locks the door, producer Nicole, and says, now you can't leave. And they fight.
That's so stupid. So good. I love it when you get excited.
Me too.
Dan and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Dan. What do you got?
I think the movie that I got is Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
My brother loves the whole Monty Python thing. I love comedy. I can't get into it.
Me neither.
No, I don't get it either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're dumb, Dan.
It's a weird humor.
I'm joking. You're not dumb. That's funny, though. Yeah, I mean, listen, this is what it's all about. Movies that you love that other people don't, and you stand by your movie.
Yeah, thanks, I've probably seen it about 45 times. So.
What is he calling us on? Because that's like the best phone quality. Are you on a landline?
No, I'm on a cell phone.
Huh.
That's a really good cell phone.
I mean, we want the details. What carrier?
Verizon.
Oh,
iPhone?
Google Pixel.
Oh, Google Pixel.
The Google phone, though. The
best,
coming up.
You have the best camera. And now we know the best voice quality. All right, buddy.
Thanks, bud. From now on, producer Nicole, only Google Pixel phones.
People are texting in the studio. We're getting Night at the Roxbury, Center Stage. I loved that movie.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a dance movie.
Figures.
Yeah. Wanderlust with Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd. That was a good movie, too.
Nicole is telling us that her ex now, Lauren, loves Waterworld with Kevin Costner, which is one of the all-time highest costing monies and lowest grossing monies. It bombed.
It is literally so bad. And over the last 4 years, I think she has made me try to watch it, I don't know, probably at least 10 times. Oh. And I have fallen asleep within the first 30 minutes every single time. It's so bad.
Another one that's coming in is Three Billboards, which won all kinds of awards.
Yeah.
And I watched it. I thought it was great. But it is, I mean, you gotta see it to be into it.
I just looked up Waterworld. That looks like the stupidest film
yeah,
ever.
Real quick, tell us. Go look. Look at the budget.
Yeah, okay.
Kevin Costner starred in it.
Yeah.
Oh, what? And actually, Dennis Hopper. It made money.
It did make
money. Yeah, but look at what it cost them to make.
It cost them $175 million, and they made $264 million.
Hey, you were in the green.
You're in the green.
$175
million. But the concept is the globe is underwater after the polar ice caps melted.
Yeah.
That just sounds stupid.
Yep. Yeah, we all know that's fake. All right. You know what we have to talk about? How Loren was casually in here with a paper cutter doing something for... What were you doing?
I was cutting place card holders for my aunt's wedding this weekend.
And Roy and I find it incredibly amazing that you were given a job to do for this wedding. And we want to talk to you guys. If you were ever given a job to do at the wedding unexpectedly, 704-570-9595. And we're going to talk to Loren coming up here in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So I don't know how this happened, but I got put in charge of something for my aunt's wedding this weekend. And I'm not even in the wedding party. But my mom is coordinating the whole wedding. And her and I are, not to toot our own horn, but we're pretty good at event planning. Okay. So my aunt has put this whole thing on my mom. And then, you know, stuff runs downhill. So when my mom can't do something or she's too busy to do something, it falls in my lap.
It's that carefree lifestyle that we spoke of on Monday and whether or not that affects you. Your mom's carefree lifestyle.
I guess so. So my mom had my brother set up these place card holders online. But they don't have a printer where they are or cardstock. So then I got an email and it was like, hey, can you print these on cardstock and then cut them with a straight edge? And I'm like, oh, okay.
So here we walk in at 5 something in the morning and Loren has this massive thing with a big sword on it.
Yeah, it's a paper. It's a giant paper cutter.
Yeah, it's
but I haven't I haven't seen a straight edge cutter since school.
Yes.
Well, I knew we would have one here in the office, so I printed them at home last night, and then I brought the cardstock in and found the paper cutter at one of the printing stations. But of course, I can't cut straight, y'all. So I'm every time I'm cutting something, I'm like, oh, dang it. Ugh. They're a mess.
And, you know, I remember in school when they use those big things, they would, like, get 20 papers and cut them at once. You know?
I was given specific instructions that I did not do that, that I cut them individually, Roy, so that they didn't, you know, sometimes the papers move and then they're cut on an angle.
Oh, gosh. How many did you have to make?
I don't know, like 35 or 40.
Are you done?
Yeah.
And we didn't even have an intern here today.
Right?
Like, Loren did all that work herself. She cut that thing 30 times.
I couldn't have trusted anybody else to do it because if it was wrong, I would have taken the heat for it.
But you didn't even ask to do this. Like, it's not like you offered your services. You were asked to help in a wedding that you're not even, if you were a bridesmaid, I could see that.
You know, I'm just
if it was your brother's wedding, it's your aunt's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. 95.95. What were you in charge of at a wedding? And did it just go awful? Did it just... Did you mess up? What were they relying on you for? This is Madison. Welcome to the Manny Boy and the Rim Morning Show. Quickly tell us.
Hey, so I had to...
Oh, just turn your radio down real quick, Madison.
Oh, yeah, no, I was turning it off. Sorry, okay, I was transferring it to my phone. But so we were at a destination wedding, and the night before, the bride asked us all to make those like little like wedding party, like who's in the wedding, all that fun stuff. And like the night before... She had us make, like, with cardstock and ribbons and bows and all this stuff. It was the night before the wedding. So I was like, oh, my gosh.
How many people was it?
It was, we had to make, like, 40. And they were, like, double-sided.
That's, like, unwanted pressure for you and Lorraine. Yeah. That's the thing, Madison.
I was just saying, and I was also, like, the maid of honor, so I was also dealing with other things. For the whole wedding party as well.
Okay.
But I feel like if you're in the wedding party, thanks, you Madison. Know that there's going to be some loose ends that you're going to have to tie up.
Yeah.
I saw her text that I was at a destination wedding. The bride asked me to make her wedding party info fans.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither. Like that's why I wanted to get her on to see what the fan was about.
I know what it is. It's like, you know how they give you an outline of like what's going to happen in the wedding? Well, they did that on cardstock and then made it into a fan for people to fan themselves with.
I would think that would be very difficult to fold it like to make it into a fan.
I don't think it's a fan like you're thinking. It's one sheet of cardstock on a stick.
On a stick, yeah.
I was thinking a Japanese fan.
Yeah,
I
no.
No. Let's talk with Brooke and Albemarle. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. What would you like to say?
So, you guys were talking about the paper cutters.
Hold on a second.
Board on it. Well, my mom was a teacher, and after school one day, the art teacher, the class was right down the room from hers. We hear this terrific scream.
Okay.
We go running down the hallway.
Okay, hold on, Brooke. Hold on, because it's my fault. I pushed this down without reading the entire comment. The art teacher cut herself in somewhere where men couldn't cut themselves. It was, thank you, Brooke. I didn't want it to get too crazy, but.
The girls. Oh, good Lord.
And we could spend a lot of time on that. Like, how did it get down there? And
my gosh.
All right, okay, let's go. Back to the top.
CJ in Spartanburg. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. CJ. Oh, boy. Yes. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Hi. You're live. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
All right. Thank you. So, I was invited to a wedding. It was a friend of mine's wedding, and I'm a local chef here in the hospital. So, at the last minute... the caterer never showed, so instead of me being a guest at the wedding, I actually had to cater the wedding.
Good gosh, last minute? How?
Last minute.
Were you running a Harris Teeter and buying a zillion chickens?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they had everything, all the food and stuff was there, but like I said, the caterers just never showed.
So you just had to prepare everything. That's good you didn't
I
have
just
to buy
had
it. But
cook and prepare everything, yeah.
Jeez, how many people did you have to prepare for, CJ?
200.
Oh, my gosh. By yourself?
How do you do that without a...
By myself.
How do you do... Did you use the hospital kitchen to do that? How do you cook that?
No, they actually, where they had the wedding, they had a full facility kitchen in it. So it was just... it was a little delayed because, I mean, that's a lot.
Of course. I'm super cook.
Seriously.
Yep. You know how to done?
Give me any ingredients and I can cook for 200 plus people.
I would have made the biggest pot of chili and said, good luck.
Thanks, CJ.
You know what I mean? Something simple that like 200 people can eat.
Yeah. There's 200 Chick-fil-A gift cards. Enjoy it on your way home. Or one more real quick, because this we have to understand.
All right, Sophia and Ballantyne, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. So tell us, what was your job?
Good. Yeah. First of all, this is awesome because I literally try to call in every morning, but it's always so busy.
Hey, glad you got your question for you.
So my cousins had a wedding in November, and I'm like the youngest one out of all of them besides my brother. So 2 days before the wedding, the bride texts me and she's like, "Hey, do you mind like hosting?" I was like, "What? Hosting?" And she's like, "Yeah, like introducing the bridal party, introducing dinner, saying our first dance, saying when speeches come." And I'm like, "Oh." Like, all of it, I have to prepare it now. And she's like, "Oh, yeah, like, we'll help you." And then they didn't really give me what I had to say until the day of. But it went smoothly. It was fine. And so my sister, she's older than me, and we both, like the spotlight. So she comes and she tries to take the microphone. But it turned out pretty awesome, and we made, like, all the pictures.
Did they not have a DJ? DJs typically do that.
That was the problem. So they had the DJ, but the DJ wouldn't do it.
And yeah, he liked to play music and not talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, they weren't playing music when I was talking. And so I asked them, can you announce, like, the next three tables so that I can go get my food and come back? And they're like, yeah, yeah, sure, no problem. So I go get my food, and I realize that there's three tables that have, like, they're just staring at me, like, giving me the death stare, like, when are you going to call our table? Like,
that's so funny.
And they didn't announce them.
Thanks, Sophia. I love the fact that she went to eat first. She's like, I'll come back and announce you guys in a minute, but first let me go eat.
Priorities.
All right, keep them coming. Lorraine, you, a lot of people are sending in messages saying you're a great niece for doing this for your aunt for their wedding. All right, keep them coming. 704-570-9595.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
You know, we talk about this from time to time, but it's the tattoo fails that you have. And Ariana Grande can add herself to the list. She is getting roasted on social media for her latest tattoo. She posted a picture of a tat on her hand, and it was supposed to spell out Seven Rings, which is her latest number one hit, but in Japanese. Well, it turns out the translation is loosely translated to barbecue grill. She took down the picture of the tab, but of course it lives on forever.
What's the story there? Is that real or are people just messing with her?
What do you know? That's like the translation to it.
Well, how does that happen?
Yeah, what artist did that?
I mean, she wanted seven rings. I guess maybe it's close.
Maybe in Japan or in Japanese, seven rings is like there's seven rings on a grill or something. I don't know.
But, I mean, people, it happens all the time.
In the Japanese culture. You guys laughed at me.
So I'm really sad by this news, but there were reports that George and Amal Clooney are on the outs.
Really?
Yeah, they haven't been seen together since August, and he hasn't been spotted with the twins in over 200 days. So people are now thinking that he wants out of the marriage, especially since he was partying in L.A. while she was attending the United Nations General Assembly. They were just not spending a lot of time together. And if these two break up...
Ooh, yes. George will be single again.
Yeah.
And then that was always his thing, is like he always wanted to be a bachelor, and then she locked it down.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's always said that he didn't want to get married, and, you know, she changed his mind, so maybe he's falling back into his old bachelor ways.
They're okay, though. I mean, I'm sure she's busy.
Them together.
She's an awesome entrepreneur. She's doing what she does. He's doing what he does. That's their lives.
I know.
Look at you in Dallas. You haven't seen each other this week.
That's true. Yeah, so maybe it's just you just think it's the media popping in to say stuff.
In fact, I just read an article about how you two haven't seen each other.
On Us Weekly.
Yep.
Dallas split. Dallas spotted in Boston.
MRL shows Loren hasn't seen Dallas in a week.
Plot twist, random woman spotted at Loren's house.
Yes.
That's my au pair.
Pictures, like bad picture of her getting in the car.
Leaving the house with cash. Dallas's mistress is even taking care of the kids.
What a strange.
704 texted in, said, it's for the Ariana tat. Apparently the first symbol means seven and the second means rings. However, when you put them together, it's barbecue grill. Now, I just saw an updated story as of 4:30 this morning. She got her tattoo, quote, fixed. Now, but at best, it's still an odd tat, you know.
It's in a strange place, too. It's on the palm of her hand. You don't see a lot of people get tattoos on the palm of their hand.
Nicole, would you ever get a tattoo on the palm of your hand?
Never say never.
Is that something that, would you do it now just because Ariana did it, or?
No, I'll do it when I want to.
But it's not a place that you would think to put a tattoo.
Yeah. I mean, like, I want the top of my hand done, but I don't know if I'd get the palm.
You know how we write notes and stuff on there? You should write something on there, like, take shower. Do dishes.
Like, go to break.
Yeah, go to break.
Go to break! Good one!
All right, that's your dirty.
Thanks. Thanks, Nicole. Thank you, Loren. All right, let's play Can't Be Loren, 704-570-9595. 34 wins. Call now, take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Janine, welcome to the Mandy Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Jeannie,
sorry, I can't see that screen.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, we're great.
I'm here with my daughter, Jessica.
Okay, so you guys are playing Can't Beat Loren today, two against one.
Yeah, well, We're looking forward to it.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
There's someone who knows how to play.
Yes, Lorena is leaving the studio. You can watch her leave on the MRL TV. Look up Kiss 95 on Facebook Live. You'll see that she's out of the studio where she cannot hear the question.
Here we go. Jeannie, question number one. Happy 38th birthday to Jessica Biel. Her dreamy husband is 38 today. Who is that?
Justin Timberlake.
And Chris Hemsworth almost quit acting after his 2009 role in Star Trek. Which brother of his is married to Miley Cyrus? Jeannie? Are you there?
Jeannie?
I think we've lost Jeannie.
Oh, no! Jeannie?
Let's say a brief prayer and hope that nothing serious happened.
Well, I didn't hear anything.
Me neither, but sometimes you never know.
Jeannie?
Let's leave Lorraine out there for a long period of time.
You want to talk crap about her while she's standing out there?
Mm-hmm. Let's tase her. Oh, there she is. That's probably her.
Jeannie?
Oh, is that her?
Is this Jeannie? Probably somebody ready to call in and take Jeannie's spot. Well,
we're running out of time here.
Nicole's still talking to her, our producer.
All right, forget it today. Come on in. Is that her?
Yeah.
That's not her. All right, come in today. No, we lost Jeannie. She got disconnected, hung up, whatever it is. Whatever the rules say, I don't know if she's allowed to come back or she has to wait again. But here we go. We'll play with you so everybody in the car can play.
Okay.
All right, happy 38th birthday to Jessica Biel's dreamy husband. Who is that?
Justin Timberlake.
And Chris Hemsworth almost quit acting after his 2009 role in Star Trek. Which brother of his is married to Miley Cyrus?
Liam.
That's where we lost her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So technically it's 2-1.
Postmates just revealed that Travis Scott's girlfriend and mother Stormy spent $10,000 on Postmates last year. Which Jenner are we talking about?
Kylie.
And Ariana Grande is getting roasted after a tattoo fail on her palm. She was trying to get the number of her new single in Japanese, but it's wrong. Mm-hmm. What is the number?
7.
Mm-hmm. Not only is A-Rod gushing over his girlfriend's abs, but so is his girlfriend's ex.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Diddy. Which pop star?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Used to date Diddy and is now with A-Rod.
J-Lo.
That's right. You would have got them all correct. And Jeannie, call back another time when you have better phone connection.
Aww. Yeah. Sorry about that. Her phone connection was just, we just lost her.
That
so
stinks.
I know. But at least everybody in the car got to play. So there you go.
Still to come.
All right. Get down to business. Giving away free cash. $1,000. Pay your bills. And we got to get to War of the Roses, busting cheaters.
Bree wants to find out if Cody, who just moved into a new neighborhood, has a nosy neighbor who already is on Bree's nerves. Like, she does not trust this neighbor who's been divorced multiple times. Is the neighbor and Cody doing something? We'll find out coming up with a brand new war in just about 7 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Bree, what is Cody doing, your boyfriend, that makes you think that he's cheating on you? And how long have you guys been together?
So Cody and I have been together for 2 years. And a couple months ago, I have to move into his new place. We're not living together. We're taking things, you know, at a really normal, slow pace, I think. But there's this neighbor. Oh, my God. Gail. I cannot stand Gail. Let me tell you about Gail. She is, she's been divorced twice, okay? And she is, like, on the prowl, all right? When we were moving him in, he was like, Gail said, oh, so are you the lucky one? You better watch out for him.
Oh, so she's super flirty.
All flirty and way too into it, you know? Like,
she wasn't joking around.
No, not at all. Like I could feel it in my gut brain, you know what I'm saying? What kind of woman sits there talking to her neighbor's girlfriend saying, you better watch out for him? I just don't like her. And there have been several times that I have called or texted Cody. And guess who's been over at his house drinking wine and watching TV?
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't sit well with me either. Have you called Gail out at all? Or him?
No, but I told him. I told him what she said. And he's like, oh, no, babe. Like, she's not my type. Blah, blah, blah.
Quick question before we move on, because I have this vision of Gail in my head. Like, just Gail to me sounds like Joan, like an old Betty, an older name. Like, is Gail older?
Yes.
Like, I mean, okay.
She is.
Like how many years older than you?
She's been divorced twice, she said.
So, like,
well, yeah, I mean, she's not like Betty White old, but she's definitely in that cougar range. You know what I'm saying?
Like, okay, all right, like 10. She's got 10 on you.
Well, I'm going to give him a phone call. Let's see what he says. If he doesn't send the flowers to you, try to be quiet. I want to hear what he puts on the note because that could tell a lot about whatever's happening, okay?
Okay.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'd rather know than not know.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Cody, please.
This is him.
Hi, Cody. My name is Katrina. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is I have $100 in beautiful red roses for you to send to someone free of charge. We're doing a grassroots marketing campaign and an online tag contest. And one of your friends tagged you on our post.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So who would you like to send these roses to?
Good question. I would like to send to Gail.
And what is your relationship with Gail?
She's my neighbor.
Okay. And just let me remind you, these are romantic roses. Is that appropriate?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. And I also have a card to go with the roses. What would you like to put on that card?
Okay. How about, this is for all the times you secretly walked across your yard to get to mine.
Okay. Is that code for something?
Oh, you know, she'll know.
What? No. What is that code for? What does that mean, Cody?
Excuse me?
Cody.
Cody, what does that mean all the time she secretly crossed her yard to get to yours? She'll know what that means. What does that mean, Cody?
Cody, you're on War of the Roses with Meanie, Roy, and Loren. That is your girlfriend, Brie, on the phone.
Yay.
Yeah, Cody, your girlfriend. What does that mean, Cody, when you secretly cross your yard to get to mine? Romantic flowers to Gail, Cody.
It's a polite
gesture. I'm not attracted to her, babe. She's not my type, babe. What does that mean, Cody?
Cody, you're cheating.
That's what it means, Cody.
I don't know what to tell you, Brie.
You don't know what to tell me? You do not know what to tell me.
Sorry?
After 2 years.
Maybe?
Admit to it. Or if you're not doing it, tell her you're not doing it with good reason, because right now...
I mean, I think his silence is enough.
I could see how this is misleading.
Misleading? She said, by the way, these roses are romantic. Is that appropriate? And you said, sure. What? Uh-huh. How is that misleading, you cheating mother... Ooh! You cheating piece of...
Oh, good God.
Like, what the hell? Sorry, am I allowed to say that on the air? I apologize.
No, you can't say that on the radio, but we'll bleep it out.
Okay.
Okay, so what happens here? What's going to happen now? Are you done with him, Brie?
Oh, I'm not done, but I will be soon.
All right.
Don't do anything crazy.
Yeah.
I think you two should probably just go your separate ways.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Dude. You shouldn't have cheated with your neighbor. You're a bad person. I'm hanging up. All right, I'm hanging up on him. Brie, if you need anything, get in touch with one of us. I know you have Nicole's cell phone. Feel free to text, please, if you need to talk. And good luck moving forward. At least you know.
Thanks.
Don't let 22-degree weather stop you from listening to the MRL show. We're here to warm you up. Snuggle up.
Yeah, I'm cuddly.
Who do you want to spoon with? Myself, Manny? Loren, maybe? Roy?
Inside, outside spoon. Which one?
I got a lot of cushions, so you can snuggle right on in.
I thought at some point along the way we discussed your private life, and you said you weren't a big spoon fan. Is that true? Did you tell us one time? Didn't Roy tell us that he
didn't
like...
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah, didn't Roy tell us that he doesn't like spooning?
Generally, no. I do not like to hold all night. Like, I don't mind doing it for a small interval, and then when I'm ready to go to sleep, we got to stop the touchy.
I'm the same way, though. I like to cuddle to go to sleep, and then it's like a kung fu ninja going on in my bed. Get away from me. And
primarily, it's because I'm not comfortable on my side. I got to be on my belly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's right. Like, a lot of people probably break away. Here's audio of Loren at night.
Yeah!
Geez, you know, we just had that War of the Roses, and if you're getting in the car, you missed it. 7:50, we play it every Thursday, a brand new War of the Roses. Bree wanted to find out if Cody, her boyfriend of 2 years, who just moved into a new neighborhood, who had a nosy neighbor, Gail. Let me tell you about Gail, Bree said. Gail.
Already flirtatious from the start.
Mm. Yeah, Gail said to Bree, like, oh, you got to keep an eye on that one, like... You're the lucky one, like you're the lucky significant other in all this. You're the lucky girlfriend.
Yeah.
So we need to ask you guys right now. Jump on the phones with us. Who did you have to put in check because you didn't like the way they were acting around Bay? 704-570-9595. Yes, Loren.
I'm just thinking. Like, are we talking?
Because you put someone in check, and we know the story.
Yes, but I'm also thinking outside of people trying to get with your man or your lady. Like, I'm thinking I've had to put someone's mom in their place before.
Someone's mom?
Yeah.
What was the mom doing?
It was a guy I dated, hated us together, and she was very open about it. And at some point, I had to be like, hey, like, just can we take this down a notch?
Really?
It's really uncomfortable for everyone. Yeah.
Like, what would she say to you?
No, she'd make, like, side comments about how we would never make it. And ultimately, she was right. But it may have been because of her, too, you know?
Right.
If she would have just let the relationship do its thing, who knows?
All right, Loren wants to open it up beyond just who did you have to put in check who was checking out your man or your woman. Like, is there a family member who was against your relationship and you had to put them in check? 704-570-9595. Do you guys remember, your story just reminded me, I don't know, a while back we talked about when someone gave you a negative comment right before you were ready to get married and walk down the aisle. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do.
Because I think you told that story and people were like, it's not going to last. Good luck.
Yeah.
Walk down the aisle.
And then you walk down the aisle.
Have at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But so, people are so involved in your relationships, too. Sorry, go ahead, Manny.
I know. No, I was just going to say, plenty of lines are open for you guys to tell us. Did you have to put someone in check and say, hey, back off, my man. Back off, my woman. Like, maybe you didn't do it in a mean way. Maybe you just had a conversation like Loren would do. Just a conversation, air quotes.
Yeah, I've never had to put anyone in check. Everyone's pretty, maybe it's because I make my pet peeves very known. Or the only thing I could ever see putting anyone in check is sometimes Sterling will get phone calls after like 9, which end up like keeping me up and bothering me. And if that becomes like a habit, then I probably would say something to that friend. Like, hey, after 9's not a good time in the house to be calling.
That is the biggest old man check
I ever. I did. But we go to bed so early. I'm sorry. We live in a one-bedroom apartment. And he takes a phone call in the living room. It keeps me up.
You can hear it.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
Hold on, Loren. Sorry, hold on. It's 9:01. What is going on? What is this? Sterling, who is that?
It's work. Why are you always working so late? Stop.
Somebody had to put an ex-girlfriend's mom in check.
All right, this is John in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show.
Hey. Yeah, I had to make sure that she understood that being respectful to both her daughters. One of her daughters would stay out till like 1 o'clock at night, and then they wouldn't let her stay out past 10 with me. So just kind of the same thing that Loren had issues with, where she didn't like us together and would make those things fight karma up.
The mom didn't like you to stay out late?
We went to Disneyland, and then she's like, oh, 10 o'clock. And it's like, what? Like, doesn't make sense.
And it was just because she didn't like John.
Yeah.
The mom was putting rules because she didn't like John.
Did we find out how old we are? Because I think 10 o'clock curfew is a normal time.
Really? That seems early.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How old are you?
We were both 19.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
And she would search her whole room, and it ended up being this huge fight. And I
told
her,
look, for what?
So, John, you said it was a... Okay. Search the room for what, Roy wants to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they... underwear. for songs because apparently when you wear songs, that creates sex happening.
Entices, right.
Wow.
Okay. Now my follow-up question, John, is what? I mean, you said you started a whole fight. So then, at some point, you got to put your foot down and say something to your girlfriend's mom.
Oh yeah, she was afraid because she was. I ended up taking her V card, and so she was afraid I would bring that up to her mom. And I wasn't going to bring that up. I just wanted to bring up that she was disrespectful to her and not respecting her theme.
Okay.
And so it was like. It was a whole night of arguing. And then the next day, it was actually weird because she actually apologized to me for getting mad at me or doubting me.
Wow.
And I also apologized to her because I told her, I was like, that's not the way you raise your kids, by holding them under scrutiny and searching all their items.
Right.
But I apologized for telling her how to raise her kids.
You know? Thanks, John. So John had the argument with the girlfriend's mom, and it turned out to be okay. We found out a lot there.
We did. Well, because she's hunting for the thongs.
Those thongs are the devil.
Yeah.
Well, that's in the movie 10 Things I Hate About You. She says no one wears black lingerie unless you want someone to see it. Remember, yeah, the sister?
This is Lindsay in Kannapolis. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, Lindsay.
I just want to say, first of all, I love you guys, and I literally listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
Hilarious.
Thank you. And share the word. Tell all your friends about us. We'd love to grow the MRL family.
So who'd you have to cuss out?
I've cussed out she's now my wife. When we were dating, I cussed out her grandpa. I cussed out her best friend because her best friend has had a crush on her for years and years and years and years and just won't admit it, but has definitely steadily tried to get with my girl.
Okay.
And I don't play that.
I get that. Why are you cussing out grandpa?
So her grandpa is like ex-Navy man, super, super angry, like all the time.
Yeah.
Like just angry at everybody. And, so he has a problem with everything that she does, and obviously he didn't like us being together because he's not happy with the whole gay relationship thing. Anyway.
Grandpa's on the phone. Lindsay, you want to say hi to him?
I highly doubt that.
Oh. I don't know what you're trying to pull.
Oh, right. That's hilarious. No, I mean, I would never hit an old man. Like, let's be real. That's just a little bit too much. But he has
you just mix up his pills.
No, I'm not trying to kill.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay.
By the way, no one thought you would hit an old man.
No.
No one thought that.
Until that moment.
There's always that thought, you know. Sometimes you're just like, is it worth it?
Thanks, Lindsay.
Our callers are the best.
They really are.
I never hit him. Oh.
I might trip him.
Didn't know that was on the table.
I have my age limit.
All right, this is Jennifer and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thanks, guys. Hi, girl.
Yeah.
I never really had to talk anybody out before. However, that's just because I'm of the opinion that if other people flirt or make advances towards my significant other, it's up to them to shut it down. And if they don't, my problem is with them, not the other people.
Sure.
Because other people can't cheat on me, only my significant other can.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Take some responsibility. Thanks, Jen.
That's a conversation that Dallas and I had because his sister wasn't so nice to me at first.
Mm.
And I was like, hey, like we've been dating for a year now. It's time. You got to stand up to her. And now we're good friends, but, I mean, there was a minute where it was a little...
Yeah, a little dicey.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, coming up, we're going to get into the Dirty on the 30. Lauren will give us the very latest in celebrity gossip. Plus, we got to talk about yesterday's show, Roy. We were both tased in Truth or Taser.
Yes, we were.
Lauren was tased on Monday. A police department in one of the 50 states is looking for volunteers to do the tasing. Wait till you hear how much you can get paid.
Oh, really?
And I think we should jump on a plane.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that in under 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Oh, my gosh. We got so much great feedback about Truth or Taser yesterday on the show. And, Lorette, you did yours on Monday, and people just absolutely loved it. OMG, this is the funniest morning show ever. OMG, you guys are great. Thanks for waking me up every morning. I mean, it just goes on and on, all the comments we got. And then this morning I come in, and we're doing what little prep we do for the show, as you could tell.
Yeah, we wing it.
Yeah, we wing. But I found this article. A police department in Illinois is looking for volunteers to face the shocking end of their tasers. They're undergoing their annual taser training, and they're looking for members of the public who are willing to volunteer their time. And in exchange, here's what you get paid. apparently parking around the police department isn't free, so they'll validate your parking, plus snacks and drinks will be provided.
Wow. Watch out now.
They're going to validate my parking just that once to park there?
Thanks. Yep.
I mean, maybe if you gave me a parking pass.
We need to tag them, this police department, in our video and say, we'll do it for free.
I'm pretty sure their tasers are a little different than ours. They have the ones that, like
fly
stick
at you.
Into your skin.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are like stun guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how, come they're not, carry. How come they're not shocking each other? How come?
Hey, I don't know. They're looking for volunteers. Maybe because it's training.
Yeah, but don't you? I think if you're a police officer, you have to take a tase to carry a taser.
Yeah, same thing with pepper spray. You got to be pepper sprayed to carry a pepper spray.
What was the movie where Zach Galifianakis got it?
Oh,
was that the Hangover?
It
was the Hangover.
Yeah,
they brought him in like Hangover 3.
Yeah.
Remember
the kids?
The kid kept hitting them.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Speaking of pepper spray, this is so random, but I witnessed a fight between two cars randomly in South Charlotte where the girls got out and pepper sprayed each other.
Yeah, that's crazy.
When was that?
I was taking.
I remember this.
I was taking cash to a doctor's appointment.
Oh.
And we were in the parking lot putting cash back in the car, and all of a sudden there's like all this commotion on the other side of the parking lot, and we look up, and Dallas had to call 911 because these two chicks were like, I mean, just going at each other and spraying each other with pepper spray.
Holy cow!
I felt bad because there were like kids in the car.
Yeah.
I guess it was a road rage incident turned bad.
Probably but caused by you. You had no idea.
No, I was coming out of the doctor's office. I was not involved in any way, shape, or form. But I was.
Don't be mad at me. The white dude cut me off.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
All of a sudden, our phones are ringing, and I think people want to volunteer to get tased. We will not validate parking, and we do not have drinks and food, so no. Stop calling.
All right, so I am so excited about this, and I want to hear what Queen Mommy has to say about it, too, because TLC has reportedly filmed and is going to air a one-hour special about the alleged feud between Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton. It's called Kate versus Meghan, Princesses at War.
Whoa! You know Meghan's family is all in this documentary.
100%.
As the executive producer of this reality show.
Yes.
You could call me Queen Jenner, because I'm just like Kris Jenner.
Oh, really? The queen's getting into the reality television.
That is right. Queen Momager?
I also have two videos of them that they don't know anything about that I'll be releasing to the public.
So I just watched the trailer for it, and there are eyewitnesses talking about an incident that happened at Meghan's bridesmaids fitting that left Kate Middleton in tears.
Now, I believe Meghan said to Kate, looks like you ate a little too much last night, doesn't it?
This is airing on February 5th at 10 p.m., and I'm definitely setting my DVR.
Well, I do hope they have some footage of something, because just hearing people tell stories is going to be boring.
Well, I guess the footage that I was seeing, they're taking footage that we've already seen. However, there was one specific interview where the four of them are on stage for an interview, and they asked them if they ever have disagreements, and the reaction from all four of them is very telling.
Okay.
So, if you want to see what Lauren likes, has to do with Justin Bieber. Head to kiss951.com and you can see his new line, The Drew House.
Real quick, JW and Cabarrus, how are you? Good morning. You're a former police officer?
I am. How are you?
Hey, man, don't you have to be stunned to carry that thing?
Yes, you have to be, it's called deployed. Two prongs come out at a 8-degree cant. And they actually stick into your skin.
What y'all are
doing is called drive stunning. That's what happens after you deploy the taser and the subject doesn't comply. You can
drive
the other part of it. Drive stunning.
Oh, drive. Ooh.
Drive, okay.
Drive, okay.
It didn't say in the article which one this police department in Illinois is going to do, but we're thinking about flying out there for
deploying.
We want to go for the snacks, JW.
Oh, Lord. Okay, here's what it feels like. It feels like somebody hit you in the back with a 2x4.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the next day, you feel like you've had an intense workout because it affects every muscle in your body.
Yeah, I'm off that.
I don't want that. Thanks, JW.
Do it.
Thanks for calling, buddy. Do it. All right, hit Lauren real quick with that thing.
I don't know.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We recommend that you download the Kiss 95.1 app so you can listen to the MRL Show podcast.
Yeah, everything we do here is on demand.
So if you can't hear the full show, maybe your commute doesn't allow you to, you got to shut off the radio to go into work or go into a meeting, the podcast is where you should go. And then you can hear awesome radio, like yesterday when our buddy Roy got the taser in Truth or Taser. Go underneath. That's where, right, what do you like, mean? In between the leg and the butts where I got it.
I was going to say, the leg really hurts.
The leg really hurts? Wait, yeah. which
butt cheek
are you going with?
It's a surprise.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared. Oh, no. Oh, gosh, okay. That does go down the way. Gosh, that scared me.
And then I also took the taser.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little different reaction. At first, I didn't feel it, and then we did it again. That sounds like it was like running down my leg. The electrical current was like running down my leg.
How you faked the... Blah, blah, blah.
No, I was like, I was shaking my leg out like, ah. Anyway, the video too is up at the MRL Show on Instagram. You should be liking us there and hanging out with us on our socials throughout the day. Do you guys want to know about the... So I went to an HOA meeting last night.
I've been dying to hear this all morning.
We haven't been able to get to this dang story.
Okay, good. Well, in less than 10 minutes, I'll tell you why chaos ensued at this HOA meeting after I said something specifically. And people started yelling.
Was it a dad complaint?
Probably.
I thought it was legit.
Okay.
I also brought up a complaint about the fire hydrants.
What's wrong with the fire hydrants?
There's not enough.
What do you mean there's
not
enough?
We have 421 homes in our development. Whoa. And 25 fire hydrants. Doesn't that seem a little low?
Where's your nearest fire hydrant?
I couldn't tell you. It's not near my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Roy, you know, as being a 911 operator, like the fire engines, they have to drop the hose, go to the fire hydrant.
Yep.
What are they going to do? Go 15 miles to a fire hydrant?
I mean, they'll have to. I mean, they have big hoses.
That's like 20 houses per fire hydrant.
Hold on. I need Roy to say firemen have big hoses.
Firemen have huge hoses.
Pull that.
And they're really long.
Okay. I don't know if they go that far.
No, they do. I've seen them.
I know.
It doesn't sound any better.
Nope.
It doesn't sound any better. But, I mean, they would make it work. Okay.
Just stop.
Bring out the taser. All right. I'll tell you about this HOE meeting. But also, what I want you guys to do is start thinking to call us, because I know HOA meetings, like my brother said, his is crucial. Like, there's yelling.
Really?
Yeah, like, even in one HOA meeting, someone told me, this wasn't in my neighborhood, but in another neighborhood, two people went outside.
Really?
They took it outside.
I kind of want my apartment complex to have these meetings.
To be that kind of, you know, crucial over subjects?
Well, we can at least have a conversation. I can have my opinion heard.
All right, we're going to talk about it in less than 10 minutes.
Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So I lived in this neighborhood for 2 years now, and I didn't go to the HOA meeting last year, but my brother went to his, and he said, it gets kind of heated sometimes. And then I just kind of like poked around on like Reddit and read different threads there and on the Nextdoor app, different, you know, subdivisions and stuff. And like, I guess the HOA meetings get pretty heated. If you had an HOA meeting that got a little heated with arguments and stuff, you could be anonymous. You don't have to tell us where you live, obviously, but just share the story with us at 704-570-9595.
What did you say at your HOA meeting that caused problems?
I can't wait to hear it.
So you know I love a crowd, and nobody knew who I was there. There was only like 30 people, plus the HOA leader and the assistant. And
there's 400 houses, and there's only 30 people at this meeting?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, one of the residents had was that they're bad at getting information out.
Clearly.
Nobody knew that there was a meeting.
Yeah.
You know?
Only 30 people were there.
But there's a big sign when you pull in the front of our development. It's a big sign that says, like, hey, HOA meeting 7:30 Wednesday night. So I went with another neighbor of mine. And one of the things that came up was that they were going through the budget on where they spent the money last year. And they spent the money painting light posts, street sign posts, and fire hydrants.
Okay.
And the guy goes, guess how many fire hydrants are in this development? 426 houses. And people are yelling out numbers, and I yelled out, not enough. 25 fire hydrants.
For over 400 houses.
There should be 50.
Was that what you said?
Yeah. That seems low to me. I'm not a firefighter, but I know, like, the fire hydrant for my house is like six houses down. That's a long way to go to get to my house. Yeah, like, time is money, Lorraine.
I know, but you have to think how big a fire truck is. Then they have hoses. It's not like...
Oh, they don't just have hoses, Lorraine.
Where did you come up with the 50?
If you're up in Kannapolis, they have hose pipes.
Hose pipe.
Where'd you come up with the 50 number?
Double it. That's what I did. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. Siri thought I was talking to her.
Okay. So then I said, and speaking of the light posts, we do an amazing job of decorating for Christmas. And they put wreaths on all the light posts. We have this really cool entrance to our development, and they have wreaths on these light posts. And
maybe if you weren't so busy putting up wreaths, you could put out more fire hydrants.
Yeah.
Can we direct our efforts to the fire hydrants?
I can't get over the fact they're painting dang light posts. Why do you need to paint them?
I guess they were rusting. I don't know. That was when I moved in, that was already there. Okay.
They have the fancy ones.
Yeah. So I said the light posts are nice, and when we put the wreaths on them for Christmas from November through just, you know, early January, they look really nice. I said, but the problem is the globes, the lights on top of the post are like clear globes, and they're filthy. When nobody understood what I meant, three people behind me were like, yeah, we get it.
I still don't know what you mean. You mean the light bulb?
No, like the glass over the actual light. They get dirty. There gets spider webs and dust and all kinds of stuff
so
up there.
So I bring that up, and all of a sudden I hear somebody like over to the left of me, like five people over, go, what's he talking about? The HOA director goes, you mean the decorations? Like the globes, the balls hanging from the decorations? I go, no, your balls are fine.
That's good.
I'm talking, started doing a shtick.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the actual globe. I didn't know what to call it. Like the fixture on top of the light is filthy.
Yeah.
And so you have this beautiful painted post with a nice wreath, and then you look up, and it looks like an old aquarium. It really does. It's gross.
Okay.
People started agreeing with me. Then some of the people on the other side were like, that's not our issue. That you got to call Union County Power.
They clean the fixtures?
Then somebody else goes, they clean the fixtures? Like, why can't we just do it if we volunteer?
Volunteer?
I was like, well, take it easy with the volunteering.
Yeah. And he's like, I was just pointing it out. I don't want to do it.
Somebody behind me goes, let's all call them.
All call them.
Let's all call Union County Power and tell them we need the globes fixed in our development.
Whoa.
Finally, the guy goes, all right, let's bring it back. Let's bring it back.
Like, who cleaned your clubhouse?
Like a service. I don't know.
Okay, but can't you just hire the service to do the lights?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't think Union County Power wants us taking the globes off the light fixture. Like, here, you hold this one.
I'm so fascinated because, like, I never had that back in the small town I grew up. Like, you didn't have HOA or...
Yeah, we have to pay monthly, you know, dues.
You know, people didn't care that much about the dang light
bulbs. Dude, guess how much it is. Guess how much it is to pick up, like, the dog poop and the dog poop stations a year.
$1,000.
Mm-hmm. Roy?
Y'all don't clean up your own dog poop?
No, they have to come and empty out the bins.
Okay.
And also they pick up any dog poop that wasn't picked up by the
person. I said it's 10 grand a year.
Ooh, that's high. $4,000 in dog poop removal.
I was thinking 400 houses.
I was like, I'm in the wrong business.
Seriously.
$4,000.
And that's just one neighborhood. Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, my aunt's house, you care about fire hydrants. There was none back up in the county. So they literally, when her house caught on fire, they used her swimming pool. to pump, I'm not kidding, to pump fire to put the fire out. And then when they ran out of water in the swimming pool, they had to get water trucks.
Yeah, why?
I guess it wasn't a requirement back where I'm from for you to have a fire hydrant.
They should have called in a helicopter. Drop water on it.
And they don't have fire hydrants. You think they have a helicopter readily available?
Come on.
They have lakes up there.
It was Randy and his buddy putting out the fire. Okay. It wasn't that sophisticated.
He had passive buckets.
Hey, squirrel, turn out the pumper.
I haven't operated one of these in forever. We never get fired.
Turns it on. He gets tossed all over the place.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah. Up in the air. Okay. Let's get to some serious stories here. We need to hear from you guys at 704-570-9595. When did all hell break loose at your HOA meeting? I know there's stories out there. Share them with us.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
I got to be honest. I'm shocked that we don't have more calls on the craziness that happens at HOA meetings.
Me too.
I mean, are you embarrassed? You don't want to share, I guess?
I don't know. My dad got voted like the president of his. He didn't even want it.
What happened?
He showed up, and it was his first one. And he lives in a community of a bunch of elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad's younger. And so I guess they saw, like, this young guy, and they're like, oh, yeah, but he knows what to do. And they all voted. It was like a voting process. And so he doesn't even know anything about the laws or the HOA thing. Mm. And doesn't know how to keep records.
We do have a couple text messages coming in. This one I find particularly funny from area code 704. It says, I live near the airport, and a guy was complaining in our meeting about the noise from the planes and said, we need to start a petition to move the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah! I love that guy's ambition!
I plan to start a petition. We are going to move the airport.
Everyone's all laughing.
That's kind of how I felt last night, because there were some things that were talked about strange vehicles driving through the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how in one particular neighborhood, some kids were approached by someone in a white van, and this mom was very adamant that it was danger, danger. And somebody else yelled, like, I heard it was a tree guy asking if their parents were home because they were waiting for an estimate.
Yeah.
And you just never know, you know.
Yeah.
So I go, I have another question.
Totally off subject.
And this one is a little more fun. My 6-year-old wants us to get a better slide in the pool. True story, I said that.
I hope people did that and laughed.
Did people laugh?
I don't know. Some people did. I mean, other people were like, yeah.
I love that you were doing a show for your HOA.
The comedy of it is that he follows a stalker for kids up with a slide.
I swear to God, I segued like I was on the air. I go, I got a story. It's not nearly as crucial, a little more fun. Because they're going to repair the pool, too. There's a hole.
Oh.
And so, like, but the hole's at the water line, so it's nothing major, but they got to fix it. So I was like, simple question. Like, that's going to happen before pool season starts, right? Like, because sometimes, like, the contractor can't get there till June, and all of a sudden the pool's closed for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that, right? So they're like, yeah, it'll get done. And I go, and my 6-year-old also wants a better slide. And you know what they said?
What?
Apparently, when the development was built, like 15 years ago, 17 years ago, the slide that was originally there was like a playground slide.
Did they just put a hose on?
They were laughing about it. And I guess it would be so hot, it would like burn you. It was like one of those silver slides.
Yeah.
You know? And you would yell going down, and it wasn't because you were happy, it was because you were living pain.
Tell me at these HOA meetings, is there food? Is there drinks?
No, there was hardly not even enough chairs. I mean, next year I'm getting there early because there's couches. And I want to get on a couch. But I was new, too, you know, and I had never been there before. And everybody just, I don't know why you would go if you weren't going to bring up something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, because you can see where our money's spent on the HOA website.
Yeah.
And some people were like, I wish our money was better spent elsewhere. And it's like,
I would be that neighbor, though.
And they I wouldn't be that neighbor. Uh-huh.
I said I would be.
Oh,
yeah.
Loren would want the checkbook. Loren's like, let me spend the money.
Does your little development have an HOA?
No, we don't.
Look at these new Chanel light posts I put in.
From now on, only Ferraris will be allowed to be parked in your driveway.
Somebody painted their front door pink in our neighborhood, and you would think like they committed the ultimate like sin in our neighborhood. People are going crazy over it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you guys
man.
Tell them to stop?
No, we don't have an HOA. Oh. I don't have any right to go up and tell her she can't have a pink door.
Loren's running the HOA, and the lawn care company pulls up in Range Rovers. It's
like, what? Bougie landscaping.
All of a sudden, we have a gate on our community.
Yeah. that actually works.
Yeah.
It closes.
Oh, man. Anyway, it was interesting. So they said that they can't give us a new slide at the pool because that slide, insurance would go up if the slide was bigger and like a little more loop-de-loopy. And also, our pool's not big enough. Like, you know, for safety reasons, it has to be a certain depth and all that stuff. And
yeah.
Like, I got a shovel. Start digging it.
Yeah.
I just want to make my son's dreams come true.
Well, put one in your backyard. Put a pool in your backyard.
It was funny. All right, you can keep them coming. We're reading these stories on Twitter about how your HOA members went crazy. Oh, here you go, Roy. This is what we were talking about last week. Area code 90, 908 said, our neighborhood has 700 plus homes. Can you imagine DNA testing that many dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, a week ago we were talking about for the people that don't clean up their dog poo, HOAs and apartment communities are wanting to take your dog's DNA and run the poo against the dog's DNA.
I'm okay with that.
I hate the idea.
Did you, by the way, they haven't brought that up to you, right?
My apartment complex? Mm-hmm. No, and it's in their best interest not to.
Mm.
Ooh, that sounded thready.
That was thready. That was very Lorena. Hey, Heather.
Hi.
Good morning. Are you enjoying the conversation about the HOA meeting I was at last night?
I am. I've been cracking up.
Do you go to your meetings?
Well, my particular community is not in an HOA, but I am a community manager for an HOA management company. So I go with the boards and help run the meetings and all of that. So
whoa, didn't know that industry existed.
Oh, yes.
Huh. Hey, there was a raffle last night, too, Heather.
Whoa, there's a contest?
Two $50 gift cards were given out.
Is that coming out of your HOA budget?
It better. I don't know. I'm okay with that if we put it in. It's like a lottery.
Yeah, sometimes. We have communities that, like at Christmas time, they'll do, like, Christmas decoration contests, and the board will go out and buy gift cards and stuff for the winners and all that.
And then one neighbor inevitably is mad because they should have won and they didn't, and you hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you were talking about the poop stations and stuff. One thing that I always recommend to my boards and all is typically if you're in a community, you have some type of common area that landscapers maintain. And usually the landscapers will take care of those within the contract so you can save money instead of hiring an outside source.
Hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
Good to know.
And Heather, can you confirm that, like, did you ever hear where, like, people get into it and, like, it gets heated at these HOA meetings?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm telling you, my brother said one neighborhood out there in Union County somewhere, the two people went out, took it outside.
I can't imagine getting that upset.
I know.
Yeah, I would imagine it's over, like, fences and that sort of thing.
Gerald wants a white picket fence. Can you believe it? A white picket fence?
Speed bumps was the big thing, too. A lot of people were, it's very, very polarizing who wants them and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. They don't work.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to fly
people speed up over them.
And with speed bumps, there's a lot of criteria that you have to meet before the city or county will approve it, too. And a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah.
Probably water drainage and all that stuff.
Thanks, Heather. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Hey, Roy, come as a new resident next year and let's me and you take it outside.
Just like you do a fake thing?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
See how everyone
reacts.
I'll
be like a little ringer.
Yeah, I'll be like, hi, I'm here. This is going to be very controversial. I'm here to propose all mailboxes should be red. They're all black now. They need to be red.
Sorry.
Just dump. Come on.
I think you're an idiot.
An idiot?
Yeah, I don't think we should worry about the colors. There's bigger issues.
Yeah, but you called me an idiot.
Because you had an idiotic idea.
Do you want to take it outside?
Let's go outside.
Let's go outside
right now.
Come on.
Let's
go. This is the Everybody Morning Show. Yes,
95.1. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.